Así despedimos a este maravilloso grupo, este cuarteto espectacular de jazz que nos ha deleitado en esta última noche de festival, en esta tercera y última noche, la clausura del 16º Festival Internacional de Jazz. Muchísimas gracias por compartir ese talento con nosotros. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Well, that was For All Other Times from Gene Perla and his band New Light from a unreleased recording at the International Jazz Festival in Santiago, Chile, back in 2017. And that includes one of the musicians together with Gene, who will be performing in the upcoming Three Trios concert that's going to be happening at Miller Symphony Hall on Friday, November 20th. Gene Perla is with us this afternoon. Gene, thank you for taking time out to join us on WDIY.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Our pleasure indeed. WDIY is proud to be a media sponsor for your upcoming concert. Let's make it clear, this will be a live streamed concert and you'll be performing on the main stage of Miller Symphony Hall, but it will be going out live streamed and tickets are available for the live streamed concert. November 20th, 7:30 p.m. Let's just quickly talk about the upcoming concert. You'll have three trios, yourself on bass, and Adam Nussbaum, who we just heard on the last piece on drums, will be the rhythm section of each of those three trios. You'll have three different pianists, and you'll have tenor sax player Nicole Glover joining each trio on one piece. You have an extensive career as a jazz musician in all manner of different configurations, from small groups to big bands. Just tell us a few things about your background that you think will be relevant to go with this concert.
I've had the good fortune to play with very many great musicians. But when I decided that I was going to be a jazz musician and educated myself, and then realized that in order to reach these goals that I had set out for myself, I had to go to New York. And I went to New York with the intention and the hope and the desire to play with two individuals. One is with the great drummer Elvin Jones, and the other is with the great band leader, trumpeter Miles Davis, and I got to do both. As a capper, I got to play with who I consider the number one jazz singer in history, Frank Sinatra.
Wow, that's a wide range and pretty impressive. Miles Davis and Elvin Jones, barely 5 or 6 years after he'd left the John Coltrane Classic Quartet. Must have been pretty remarkable as a young bassist playing with a drummer with the reputation and the power of Elvin Jones, right?
It was an absolute thrill. And I can say that whatever strength I was able to develop as a player was because he gave me the opportunity to hit up against his powerful beat.
You formed your own record company even pretty early on, didn't you?
Yes, that came about because I was working with Elvin, and David Liebman, the saxophonist, was in the band with us, and we were playing an engagement in Toronto, Canada. And I saw Dave in the hotel lobby and I said, what's going on? How you doing? He says, oh, I'm so frustrated. He said, I've got this recording I did with my trio and I've contacted all the record companies and nobody's interested. And I said, oh, I'd like to hear it. So he took me up into his room and he had a cassette player and I played it for me. And I really liked what he was doing. And I, right on the spur of the moment, I said, I'll put it out. He looked at me and he says, what do you mean? I said, I'll form a record company and put it out. I don't know what got over me, but I want to do it. And that's what I did. So I'm currently working on my 51st production.
And at that stage, it was pretty rare for musicians to form their own record company, right? Not like today, where it was a lot more difficult and the equipment was a lot more expensive. And this was all pre-digital, of course, right? Let's jump forward to, you moved into the Lehigh Valley, into Easton, I believe.
I moved here in 2007, was only living here for, I don't know, a week or so. And I said, let me see what Easton is like. So I was alone. I got in the car, I started driving around and I saw this coffee shop. And I walked in and I saw on the wall that there was going to be a jazz jam session a month later. I went to this jam session and I asked to sit in So I played, and that led to meeting and playing with one of the piano players that's going to be with me on the 20th, Sean Goff, as well as marvelous singer that I've now been touring with. Her name is Victoria Gachita. Through the years, it's developed into a wonderful musical relationship.
You mentioned pianist Sean Goff. He is one of the pianists in the three trios that will be performing with you in the live stream concert on November 20th. Just tell us who the other two pianists will be.
One of them is a fellow who I met on a local gig in New Jersey. His name is Oscar Williams. He's so fun to be with. He's got a great sense of humor, and he plays his butt off. You know, I just wound up on a gig with him, and I was so impressed with his music, I just want to keep playing with him. And he wound up becoming a member of a couple of my different bands. The Forward Motion has been curtailed because of the virus, but it's a band I call Star Wonder. Features Nicole Glover, who will be playing with us on the 20th, as well as another wonderful saxophonist, Roxy Koss.
Magnificent lineup, both of those young women sax players. Both of them are fantastic.
Yeah, they are. They really are. Top notch.
Nicole will be with you at the concert at Miller Symphony Hall, right?
Yes. And the third pianist is a man who I've yet to meet in person, and his name is Davis Whitfield. Adam Nussbaum, the drummer, with us. Both he and I have never played with him, so it's going to be curious to see what happens.
Let's take a listen to you together with Sean Goff on the piece You Must Believe in Spring.
When lonely feelings chill the meadows of your mind, just think if winter comes, can spring be far behind? Beneath the deepest snow, the secret holds is merely that it knows you must believe in spring. Just as a tree is sure its leaves will reappear, it knows its emptiness is just the time of year. The frozen mountains' dreams of April's melting streams, how crystal clear it seems, you must believe in spring. You must believe in love and trust it's on its way. Just as a sleeping rose awaits the kiss of May, of things that come and go, well, what you think you know, you can be certain of. You must believe in spring and love. Believe in spring and love.
Well, there we heard Jean Perla, whose three trios will be performing at Miller Symphony Hall in the live stream concert on Friday, February the 20th, and one of the three pianists, Sean Goff. You mentioned you have two other young pianists. All three of the pianists are all probably a couple of generations younger than you are?
They're still in their 20s and 30s.
So you seem to have quite a knack of recruiting young musicians to perform with you. All three young pianists, and then the sax player who'll be with you, she's also a young musician, and the other sax player who you have in the Star Wonder Band that you mentioned, Roxy Koss, another young female sax player. So it seems you have a penchant for recruiting young musicians to work with rather than working with musicians of your own generation.
There are certain benefits working with young people.
Seems to help keep you young.
That definitely is something. You know, I've been teaching now for 20 years at Lehigh University till the pandemic killed my course. And I've been at the New School for 11 years in New York. And I just love interacting with young people. I have to get on their level as opposed to imposing stuff on them. I want to get in the trenches with them, you know, to understand how they think.
You learn from them, right, as well?
I've always thought the best way to learn something is to try and explain it to somebody else. There are other benefits too, because if I ask my contemporaries, the payday might be different. Because the young ones, as I was at one point, and I still feel that same way, so, you know, they're hungry to play.
But for the young guys that you're working with, it's really a tough time for them when they should be getting lots more of club exposure and working on the bandstand. Yeah. It's great. At least they will be able to appear with you at Miller Symphony Hall in that beautiful acoustic environment on that stage there. And hopefully there'll be lots of people listening in, live streaming the concert.
Yep.
The third pianist you mentioned, you haven't even met him as yet. Pretty brave move to directly performing without even having met the musician. Mm. But you have a strong recommendation, right?
Yes. When I became aware of him, I went out onto YouTube, where you can hear so much stuff. And I listened to some of his recordings, live performances that he has done. And to me, the most important thing is, can he swing? Is his time steady? Can he really put a swing to what he's playing? And he really can do that. So I feel comfortable with that. And after that, well, it is called jazz, right? So what do? After we play the melody of a song, we go into creative solos. We just make the stuff up as we go along. That's what's so amazing about jazz as opposed to many other kinds of music. So hearing his ability to play a good solid time and swing, I'm ready. I'm sure it's going to be fun.
I'm excited to hear two pianists I've not heard there before as well, and have a chance to catch Nicole Glover. Haven't heard her since the Lafayette Jazz Bar from over a year ago, and really missing hearing you and her with your various trios, your Go Trio plus the other two trios here for this upcoming concert. Let's go out with a piece you mentioned you often end sets with your Star Wonder group, and Oscar Williams is on piano, right? And Adam Musbaum that will be with you on November 20th, but in this case, Nick Cacioppo on drums, and he regularly performs with you also.
Yes, he's in Star Wonder, and he was the fellow, again, with the idea of this recommendation business. He's the one who recommended Nicole to me.
Okay, so let's take a listen to Speak No Evil.
Yes, this is a Wayne Shorter tune, and it's very short because we use it as a set closer, so we only play the melody once through, and that's it.
Okay, so three of the musicians amongst the multiple musicians appearing with Jean Perla at the Three Trios concert, upcoming live streamed Friday, November 20th, 7:30 p.m. from Miller Symphony Hall in downtown Allentown. Jean, thanks so much for spending time with us, and looking forward to hearing the concert.
Thank you, Bill. All the best.